Tuesday, 22nd week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 1 to 6 and 9 to 11. But as to the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourself know well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, when people say there is peace and security. Then sudden destruction will come upon them, as travail come upon a woman with child, and there will be no escape. But you are not in darkness, brethren, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night and all of darkness. So then, let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For God had not destined earth for wrath, but to obtain salvation to our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we wake or sleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 4, verses 31 to 37. And he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. And in the synagogue there were a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, "Ah, what have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in the midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And reports of him went out into every place in the surrounding region. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme: to break off with sin and to live for God. Sin is a reality which confines and destroys people. Many people, though living in sin, no longer recognize dangers of sin because they are so zeal to them. Christ came to remind people to realize the reality of sin and the dangers are caused by them. He came to destroy sin and death by accepting his death on the cross, to purify and to bring eternal life for people. Today, readings remind people to recognize the reality of sin and to always repent for their last day. In the first reading, St. Paul advised the Thessalonian faithful to repent for the last day by always being ready and awake. The best way to prepare for the last day is to live as though today is our last day. In the Gospel, when Jesus entered a synagogue to teach, the evil spirit declared he is the Holy One of God and begged him not to destroy them by teaching people. Jesus straightforwardly expelled them and taught people that they must take caution so that they might not become slaves for sin and the devil. Second analysis, first reading. The last day shall certainly come. Third point. People must be prepared for Christ's second coming. People only live a short period of time in this world, and they shall leave this world to return to God. The last day could be the judgment day of the whole world, or it can be the last day of each of us. Third, God visits people at the unexpected time. No one knows when is the last day of their life on earth. Many think they must be old or have a terminal disease to die. But the reality shows otherwise. There are many parents who lament their child dead. The yellow leaf is still on the tree, while the green leaf is already fallen down. Oh my God! Saint Paul also recognized the unexpectedness of God's visitation. So he advised the Thessalonians, but as to the times and the season, brethren, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourself know well the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When people say there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as travail comes upon a woman with child, and there will be no escape. Second, people must always be prepared. Since no one follows their last day, so the best way is to always be ready. Live as though today is their last day. Saint Paul had this advice for the Thessalonians. But you are not in darkness, brethren, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. Night and darkness are the favorable time for thieves. If we always live in the light, they shall have no chance to steal anything from us. Second point. Be always sober and alert. How can a person be always prepared? The Thessalonians prepared for the last day by doing nothing. They only sit and waited for that day to come. Saint Paul criticized this kind of preparation. He offered to them a better way. So then, let us not sleep, as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For God hath not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we awake or sleep, we might live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. Third, we must often remind each other to prepare for this day. Second, we must live temperately. We must moderately and wisely view what God gives to us for living. Do not be slavery for any kind of addiction that leads us far away from his salvation. Last, we should live a close relationship with Christ, obey what he teaches, and imitate what he did. Unite with him through prayer and his given grace through sacraments, especially the sacraments of the Eucharist and reconciliation. Second, the Gospel. The Holy Spirit sanctifies his faithful. Third point. Thy word had power because it is guided by the Holy Spirit. When people listen to preachers, they shall recognize the value of their words depending on how less they possess it. The more the audience have knowledge, the more understanding what preacher want to say. In today's passage, when Jesus came to Capernaum, a major town of Galilee, to teach people on the Sabbath, people were astonished of his teaching because his words have power. Second point, the reaction of the unclean spirit. In opposition to the Holy Spirit present is the devil present. If the Holy Spirit helps people to fathom God's mysteries, the devil finds ways to prevent people from understanding the mysteries. The Egyptians believe that there are 36 kinds of devils who are always waiting to enter people to human senses to cause damage for people, such as the mute, the deaf, the immoral, the lecturer, etc. The unclean spirit in today's passage might be the lecture demon. They were afraid of Jesus' power when they said, "Huh, what have you done to us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." First, we need to believe that the devil only have power on people, never on God and on those protected by God. Jesus destroyed the devil's power by two ways. First, by God's power. In today's passage, St. Luke reported that Jesus rebuked the demon. "Be quiet, come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. Second, by God's word. In the Old Testament, especially in calling prophets, God destroyed the unclean land by putting his word in Jeremiah's mouth. See Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 9. Or by commanding Ezekiel to open his mouth and swallowing his word. See Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 2. One, they have God's word. They also have God's presence and power. In the New Testament, God's disciples were also purified by God's word. In Jesus' prayer to the Father, he prays so that the Father may sanctify his disciples in truth. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you send me into the world, so I send them into the world, and I consecrated myself for them, so that they also may be consecrated in truth. See John chapter 17, verses 17 to 19. Once they have the word, they also have the Holy Spirit presence and power so that they can expel demons by the word. In today's passage, people were astonished of Jesus' expulsion of demons. What is there about his word? For with authority and power, he commands the unclean spirits and they come out. Application in life. Sin makes people to become slaves for the devil and prevent people from inheriting God's salvation. We should find all possible ways to eradicate all sin. We should learn scripture so God's words might enlighten us to recognize our sin. We should apply God's words in our life and often receive sacraments so we might have the strength to destroy our sin. Amen.